Good morning, everyone. So today in our English lesson, we are going to be doing our paragraph 4 or paragraph 5 if you wrote more in the previous section. And this section is all about quotes from people who saw what happened or people who were involved in some way. Now, a quote is a bit of speech that somebody has said. Okay, so it's really important that in this section we remember our inverted commas. And we remember that they only go around the bit that is being said. Okay, so if we look at our instruction page where it says what goes into paragraph 4, it says quotes from people who saw what happened, what did they see, how did they feel about it. Okay, and then other things to remember, capital letters and full stops, inverted commas around what is being said, quality vocabulary, and once again, neat handwriting. Don't forget that, it's really important. Okay, so when we look at the what a good one looks like, this is taken out of our original newspaper report, as all the other ones have. And it says, Janet, a local resident, claims she had seen these boys playing at the bottom of Muggy Moss Road many times before. I had repeatedly told them to stay away as it was unsafe, but I was always greeted with, get lost, you silly old woman, from these very rude boys. Their parents need to teach them some respect. The police officer who was first on the scene, PC Plod, reported these two boys were extremely lucky to be alive and should make sure that they listen to their parents in the future. Okay, so we have got two eyewitnesses there, somebody who lives near to where the accident happened and somebody who was arrived on the scene after the accident. Okay, and we have got two descriptions as to what had happened from their point of view. Okay, so obviously the first lady is talking about how she'd already spoken to the boys before and was greeted with them being rude to her. So that is sort of talking about what happened before the accident. And then the police officer is talking about what had happened after and how they should be lucky to be alive. Okay, notice as well, that paragraph, it isn't just one sentence, it isn't just a few words. There's quite a lot of detail in there, as well as the bit that is being said. So when you have written that bit, you need to make sure that you read back through it again and make sure that it makes sense. Does it include all the things that need to be included? And does it make sense? Okay, when you have done that, what I would suggest you do, because we're getting quite near to the end of our newspaper report now, we need to make sure that we have read through it all. Does it fit together? Have we got our four or five paragraphs? And are they clearly in paragraphs, not just one giant thing? Okay, so that's what you're doing today.